from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We continue with Rob Bradford and Baseball Isn't Boring on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Is working out of the stretch. His pitch hit high in the air and deep down the left field line, and that's going to get out of here. Over the monster seats, a two-run homer, and the Astros have tied it at three as Altuve goes deep for the 15th time this year. He's driven in 50, and it's a 3-3 game. That was a bomb off the bat of the diminutive Altuve.
Me. Yeah, me.
All right, that is Sean McDonough on the call last night. That is where things took a turn for the worse for the Boston Red Sox.
These are some sad play calls we're getting on these players.
Hey, listen, it is what it is, man. You got to deal with reality. That is Gordo from Play Tessie. That is Sammy from Play Tessie. Say hello, Sammy.
Hello, Sammy.
All right, I am Rob Bradford. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. Joe Braben behind the glass, also from the Play Tessie podcast. A reminder, everybody, that Baseball Isn't Boring can be consumed on social media. At BB Isn't Boring is maybe the best, one of the best baseball social media accounts in the history of social media accounts, I think.
It's science.
Play Tessie, at Play Tessie, right there with it. Another reminder, the Red Sox on WEI is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Make it the best summer ever with Ford by joining the Bronco family or getting the made-for-you New England Edition F-150, official truck of the Red Sox. We, of course, are in the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. So honored to be here. Everyone's buzzing. Very, very good contingent from the Houston Astros fandom. Absolutely. This is one of the – in the years past, this has always been one of the staples that people don't understand. They know the Dodgers come in. They know the Yankees come in. They know the Mets come in. The Astros travel really, really well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big market, Houston. They had a long stretch of being really bad, and now they're in the middle of a long stretch of being really good. So I'm not surprised. Fenway's a destination. I feel like we take it for granted a little bit growing up.
This morning, everyone's talking about it. I made my official top five ballpark rankings. We had a podcast with another, part of the brand, Courtney Finnicum, who did a podcast. She just went to Petco Park.
I saw her. Wait, what was your list? I only saw hers.
I responded to her list on the socials. Okay. Yeah.
Here it is.
So hold on a second. So Courtney, you can go to the Baseballs and Boring podcast channel, and she just had – she went to Petco Park, so we love doing ballpark reviews. She did the ballpark review of Petco Park. one of the first things that she said, it has a wine cellar, stop and start right there, you know?
Yeah, Petco's amazing. I've been to two games at Petco Park, and the Padres have scored one run.
Mm. But, you know, the wine cellar made up for it. So
yeah, I'm a big, big wine.
So I had put my top five. You said we take it for granted. And when I'm making my top five ballpark list, and we're going to get to the calls in a second, appreciate everybody hanging on, 617-779-7937, that I want to remember that. I want to remember Fenway Park. I didn't want to just say, I come to Fenway all the park, whatever, all the time. No. I want to remember it. So, Gordo, tell me if I'm misremembering my list. I put Camden Yards at number one. I put Fenway at number two. Did I put Petco at number three?
Sure did.
I put Wrigley at number four.
Yep.
And then I put a very controversial...
Sure did.
Truist, was it Truist Park?
Yeah, which is Atlanta.
Yeah, so here's one of the things I can't get past with a lot of these parks is that the things around it, that you just can't be in a barren area.
Angels.
I mean, there's a lot of them, honestly, Sammy. There's a lot of them. Anyway, we're going to get to that in a second. There's plenty of time to talk about the ballpark reviews, the ballparks, Gordo's bachelor party at one of those ballparks, all of that. First, let's go to the calls. John in Connecticut. Hey, John, how are you? John.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Yep. Hey, McFarland.
Me.
Yeah.
Let's go. Start things out right. I haven't been on a baseball trip. I was at the three games in Kansas City. And Cezan Rafael, that catch he made in center field, the backhanded thing against the wall, I don't know how he did it. It was amazing. And, you know, he had a great diving catch the next night, turned a double play. And they're just exciting. Romine was hitting the ball out. And Bobby Witt Jr. is, like, worth the price of admission to see. He's just
John, before you go on, I was on the pregame show yesterday, and Rich Keefe asked me this, and I think it's a good one. Who do you got? Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson. You can pick one player for the rest of their career.
Bobby Witt.
All right, that's what I said.
Not even close.
I'm with Bobby.
Yeah, that's what I said. All right. Just want to get all get on the same page. Anyway, John, Bobby, what else you got?
All right. So, two questions. Please tell me that when Casas comes back, they're going to hold on to Dom Smith. And secondly, I guess later you're going to talk about Rich Hill when the time comes, but I've been advocating for him to be signed by the Sox since June. But anyway, so I just look forward to hear what you got to say about
excellent points and excellent call. Call back anytime, John. All right, let's start with Dom Smith. It's a good one, right? We talk about Tristan Casas, and we say, oh, you know, what are you going to do with Dom Smith? He is lefty. Great. We all know that what Dom Smith had delivered for the Red Sox, great guy in the clubhouse, good enough production on the field, certainly good enough, not part of the problem, more part of the solution. Everyone perceives it that way. Yet, when you have Tristan come back, hits from the same side of the plate, not a natural fit in the roster. But I will say this. This is why I think that they will do everything they can to keep Dom Smith on the roster. Because you cannot take the chance, if things go sideways with Tristan Casas health-wise, of not having Don Smith around, right?
That's the number one reason. Mm-hmm. Absolutely the number one reason. And you can talk about how he is in the clubhouse and the fact that he's played well, and all of those things matter. But if you DFA Dom Smith and Tristan Casas comes back and goes down,
What's your alternative?
Is Romy Gonzalez?
Yeah, but Romy Gonzalez is a good fit right now for what he is doing.
Yeah, his value is moving around the field.
His value is moving around the field and hitting from the right side of the plate.
Yeah.
The left-handed hitting first baseman, that is Dom Smith.
Also, one of you will probably know, when's the date that rosters expand officially?
September 1st.
Right, so that's not too far.
It's only two now, though.
I know, but you could send down someone like Sogard and bring him back up. Because I think
that's the solution.
People are going to be upset when someone like that gets sent down and they're not going to understand it, but he'll be right back up, and that's how you keep Dom Smith around. That's my personal solution.
It's a couple of weeks, and your two choices are to
let's play this fun game, and I want to get to Rich Hill in a second.
It's better be fun.
Because once we start talking about Rich Hill, we're probably not going to stop. If you play this game, if you wait out Tristan Casas, right?
What do you mean?
Say everyone's like, you know, oh, you got to have him back now. He's ready, blah, 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 blah. Okay, We know a week from Monday, that is the day that he has to come back.
So you're saying wait it out on
Sunday? No, hold on. I'm setting the scene.
For all right, I'll let you go.
Gordo.
All right, I'll reel it in.
your adrenaline's still pumping from your bachelor party and almost be hit in the head by a Rob Ref Snyder home run.
Awesome play, Tessie.
Okay. So if you do this, say you want to say to Tristan Casas, or you say, take another week. Your timing's a little off. We know you're healthy. Your time's a little off, but still, you're not as productive as you want. You need more at bats. You feel like you need more at bats. All of that. Fine. What that also does for that week, you have to ask this yourself this question. If we're going to go down that road of you're keeping Dom Smith and you're sending down Sogard, if you're going to go down that road, then the question that you have to ask in this week, which is going to be more valuable to you? Tristan Casas, who might be rusty still, or Sogard, the guy who is moving all around the field and playing really well?
I have a counter to that.
Ooh.
I don't think it's just who's more valuable. It's that, but it's also, is Casas getting this extra week of playtime to get adjusted? How much do you value that as well? So it's not just the results you're getting. It's how much does this help him moving forward?
But I think that all falls under the same tent.
Okay, yeah. Fair.
There's also the question of, like, he's getting those at-bats in AAA. If he gets those at-bats in the majors, like, how soon can you get Tristan Casas back to being the Tristan Casas that we saw in the second half of last year? And does he need big league at-bats to get there? Because there's a cap you can get to playing in AAA.
In AAA.
Yeah. So, like, but, the quicker you start off in the majors.
In fairness, also, you have to show, and I know, you know, he has an OPS, overall OPS of over 800. Now, you can look at it two ways. He's an overall OPS of over 800 in Worcester. But I think in the last two games, he's two for his last 10. So, you want a guy who you know is, and Cora said that he's hitting the ball hard, he's doing all this, and this and that, and this and that. Fine. That's fine. But I don't know what the answer is because I don't know I haven't seen Tristan Casas enough in the last week to say he is ready. All I know, if it's up to Tristan Casas, he knows when he's ready. He knows when he feels comfortable. He knows when he's ready to face major league pitching. And in the meantime, you have Dom Smith, who we can agree, even though he's taken a little bit of a downturn lately, but you've Dom Smith and you have Sogard, who is absolutely been part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Yeah, he's been very good. You also have to keep in mind that the next two teams you have coming up, you have Texas after this, not a great pitching staff, and Evaldi's pitching now, so you're going to miss him. And then you got the Orioles, which is better, but not as good because they're kind of carried by.
Here's your prediction. When do you believe that Tristan Casas comes back? Sammy, you first.
I think at the very end. When's the date when he
has
to come
back? A week
back?
From Monday.
A week
so that
from
would be
Monday.
The 19th in Houston.
So that's my guess.
Okay.
19th.
That's your guess? How about you? How would be your Gordo?
I bet he comes back at the very end of the homestand.
I'm going to say,
which would be the 13th or 14th.
Yes, I'm going to say Baltimore.
So you're going to go with like the 15th, the first day?
That would be Thursday. Thursday, Baltimore.
Thing we haven't talked about here, like if Tristan Casas was going to come back in the next couple of days, like you could just send down Valdez for him. Tyler O'Neill not eligible to come back until, I believe, the 13th. Hmm. So that's when... It's when both of them are back that you have to make.
And we have no idea about this Tyler O'Neill thing.
Yeah, they say he could come back.
Like we have no idea. All we know is what Tristan Casas told the Baseball Isn't Boring show, which is what, Joe Braverman?
The pain is minimal.
The pain is minimal.
Yeah.
Listen, let it be said, let it be done. If that's what he said, it must be true. All right, before we go to break, John and Gardner. John, how are you, my friend? What's going on?
I'm well, sir. Thank you for taking the call. First of all, you do a mad, great Yul Brynner impersonation. I don't know if anybody's called you on that. But I am disappointed that you're not spearheading my call to bring back old-fashioned infield. Disappointed in that, Rob. Tristan Casas, you're right. It is what he says. It's the self-promotion and the attention-seeking and the me happens to be down in the dugout right near where the cameras are. And I know everybody knows when the red light's on these days, but I see his three painted fingernails and the other two aren't, and his line in the sun and all that. It's a bunch of crap. I said a year and a half ago, if he isn't the second coming of Ted Williams, he's not worth it for me. But
all right, John, let me ask you this.
Sure.
I don't know if you heard this before. from June 1st of last year to when he got hurt, which was April 20th of this year. That's over 400 plate appearances. He had the 7th OPS in baseball. Could you deal with all the things that you said if you have a player who has the 7th OPS in baseball?
No, he has to be the 6th. No, I the kid's talented.
Fair.
Rob, the kid is talented. I got no argument with that. It's just, you know, is he going to apply himself and be, you know, he's going to be gone unless the Red Sox change their perspective on money. He's going to be gone anyway. So it just, he's just so into himself, and the base, it just drives me nuts. But that's all a boomer rant on it.
No, so, I appreciate the Yul Brynner comp. I don't know what that is. Joe, in the break, can we pull up some Yul Brynner, maybe?
Yeah, I got to dive into that because I'm just as confused.
We all have to dive into it. But, hey, listen, I'm all for comps. I love it. I'm the Lin-Manuel Miranda, according to Jeff in Watertown. I really like that comp. Yeah.
That's nice.
But this is what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about. I've said this before.
I get it. People have every right to be annoyed, but I don't mind it personally. But I if anyone has issues with Costas' comments, at this point, I can't blame them for it. It's getting bit frustrating.
Well, it's frustrating that he's not on the field.
Yeah, but that's why. But the comments are different when he's on the field.
But what he's talking about isn't the knife in the chest comment. He talked about what people do, Sammy, is they lump it all together.
They conflate the two things.
The sun tanning, all the things that some of the guys, the veterans, were like, what's this guy doing?
I don't mind that because that seems authentic. That's who he is. I think that's genuine.
But
he's making these comments.
It is so...
Why is it so bad to be interesting?
It is so... Thank you. Why is it so bad to be interesting? And it is so hilarious to me. And John, like, he's a good guy. He calls up all the time. And I like at the end, he's like, listen, that was a boomer rant. Like,
no, he's very self-aware.
Right. But this is what has happened. You all right?
Yeah, Cora said that... I'm wrong now. You're going to be right, Rob, about the return. Cora said he doesn't envision Costas being back in the majors by the end of the homestand, which has 5 games left in it.
Doesn't.
Oh.
Does not.
You said by the end of the
homestand. I said by the end of the homestand. I'm already wrong.
Yeah.
And I think ideally I would want him to start in the Texas series, which now we know is not going to happen because their pitching is not super impressive.
Yeah. But I want to talk more about the Tristan Costas thing. And like we said, I was at the Rich Hill showcase yesterday at Champion Physical Therapy and Performance in Waltham. I can give you a firsthand account of what happened there and why the Red Sox should be and probably will be and already have been interested in what transpired there. And really, a quick note before we get to the trending, and maybe you can, because I don't think Joe's going to have this in trending. He might have the Yul Brynner comment in the trending. I don't know. Marcelo Meyer activated today for the Portland Sea Dogs and DHing. I almost tweeted out Marcelo Meyer activated today, and then I'm like, oh, my God. No, for the Portland Sea Dogs, he's been on the injured list, and DHing. Everyone eagerly anticipating the big three getting called up to Worcester. But today, that's not going to be the day.
Is it like you see like the Kyle Teal stuff with Reese McGuire being up there now?
And that was a breaking news on this show while you were at your bachelor party last week.
Which part of it was breaking?
Where Brian Abraham came on.
Oh, what did he say? I didn't hear it.
Well, we'll tell you after the break. All right, 617-779-7937. Right now, we're going to trend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That was playing in the Red Sox clubhouse, I believe, after last night's loss. They will not take the travesty that is losing on a Friday. Go back to those ways that we know all so well here at the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. Almost every single time we do a show, the Red Sox have lost the time before. Although last week...
Yeah, last week we were good, Bradfield.
We were good. And coincidence, Joe... That these two Jamokes weren't there.
It is that, because there was another time earlier this year they won on a Friday, and it was a week that I didn't do the radio.
And that is Gordo from Play Tessie and Sammy from Play Tessie. Gordo was at the bachelor party, where I still want to dive into a little bit. What was that? I don't know what motion you just made.
I don't know. Money. Come on,
like,
Rob.
You made money at your bachelor party?
No, I certainly didn't make money.
Okay, you lost
money. I spent a lot of money.
Okay. And Sam, where were you, Sammy?
I was just here.
You were?
Yeah, but what was I honestly don't even remember.
You were in that chair having your own Baseball Isn't Boring Show, right, Sammy?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well,
he stayed in that chair for a whole week.
You were basically the equivalent of Tristan Casas, where you didn't feel quite up to the task of being on the regular show, so you were doing a simulated show.
You know what? I'm going to be
He's doing a show
honest.
In his head.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I did last week.
Fair enough.
I need someone to remind me, and then it'll all come back to me.
All right, if anyone knows what Sammy was doing, 617-779-7937. I know that Liam Hendricks is out here throwing a baseball, right, as we speak, just a few feet from us. We're at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios at Fenway Park with all these fine people, all these Houston Astros fans and some Red Sox fans out here on Lansdowne Street. But Liam Hendricks throwing another game of baseball.
Yes, a not
simulated.
Simulated.
Or no, actually, I think it's live BP.
Live BP.
Not safe for work, live BP.
Yeah, so this is another roster spot which we have to factor in.
That's a good point.
Correct?
Yeah.
Another one you have to factor in.
Maybe not for a little while, though.
End of the month. Well, here's the question. Do you want Liam Hendricks eligible for postseason consideration? Because if you do, you can't say, hey, you're... added to the extra roster guys in September.
Yeah. Oh, man. Can you imagine how good you'd feel if this team makes the playoffs and you know that you have two lockdown closes at the back end?
What's the rule on that?
Stop.
Come on. I want that. Let me dream.
What's the rule on his postseason eligibility?
I believe you have to be on the roster before September 1st.
Yeah.
Remember Jose Iglesias a couple of years ago?
Iglesias. Yeah, he was great.
He was great, but
he wasn't in the organization.
He was not in the organization.
Like, what if... Oh, here's an example. Remember when Kyle Schwarber tore his ACL and made his season debut in the World Series?
Yeah. Well, look it up. I don't want to give false information, but the biggest point is what you said, Sammy, which makes me cringe every time someone says something like this.
Yes.
Which is, can you imagine, like, this elite closer being dropped in with another elite closer?
Yeah.
No, that's not how this is going to work.
Why not? What if he comes back and he's 80% of what he wants?
Sure.
That's a great pitcher you have in the eighth.
What do you got, Gordon?
Boom.
You have to be on the 40-man roster or the 60-day IL as of 11:59 p.m. on August 31st.
All right, so he's eligible. All right, I retract my statement. So there you go. So Liam Hendricks, he is out there throwing right now.
He's going to close out the ALCS and then
he's going to close out
World Series.
No, no. There's only we cannot have for Kenley's sanity. We cannot have anybody else close out the World Series.
No, Kenley's doing the World Series. Liam's doing the ALCS.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Much like split much the, like in 2004.
Who's doing the DS?
They're going to split it up.
Yeah. All right.
They're going to like split the ninth inning.
617-779-7937 if you want to weigh in where Sammy was or who was going to close things out in the World Series for the Red Sox. I do want to get to, we've been dancing around this too long. Baseballs and Boring Productions with boots on the ground for maybe the most important throwing session in the history of Waltham. that was
yes.
Rich Hill's showcase. I don't even call it a showcase. I don't think that's fair. Rich Hill was throwing for anyone who wanted to see him. I wanted to see him. And three scouts from three teams wanted to see him, including the Red Sox. He looked very, very good. And I'm not just saying that because he's Rich Hill, friend of the program. He looked very, very good. And after he threw, he sat down in his Baseballs and Boring shirt, Japanese Baseballs and Boring shirt, which he knows. Only winners wear this shirt. That's why he brought it to his workout. He sat down with me, and this is what he said when I asked a very important question.
Right now, you feel, you know your body. You know what it's like to get out major league hitters.
Yeah.
You feel like right now you probably could go out and pitch five innings and
absolutely.
And have a good a quality start.
Six innings, three runs.
You could do that right now.
Yeah, I feel 100% convicted behind that.
Let's go.
Do it.
Bring him in.
Come on, Sox. What could go wrong?
Well, nothing.
Exactly. Do it.
I mean, we kid and we, you know, we have an affinity for Rich Hill and all of that. But let's take a step back and look at this faceless, nameless person. Forget about age. Forget about 44 years old. Forget about the fact that he was coaching his kid's little league team just a little while ago. Forget about all of this. You need help getting your team to the finish line by having someone who can have his skill set if he can deliver what he's saying that he can deliver. Right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, no.
No, you're not wrong at all.
All right.
Start.
And it doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, well, that's the
beauty. It costs you basically, and you save money because he doesn't have to stay in a hotel.
We talked about it earlier in the show is like, how can you skip starts? How can you help these guys make it to the finish line? And skipping starts gets you there. How can you do that without an extra starting pitcher? Well, one is sitting right there, throwing in Waltham.
And is there? I would ask this. Is there an attainable, now that we know the trade deadline has come and gone, we know that there's no waiver trade deadline. Is there an attainable option, another option, whether it's in AAA or someone out there in the DFA world or waiver world or whatever, better than what we think Rich Hill could deliver? Is there somebody?
I don't think so.
I don't know if there is. I honestly don't know if there is. Like, I know that I don't think there's anybody who I would feel confident pitching in Worcester right now who could give you right now probably the five innings or at least four innings that Rich Hill could do.
And not to get negative, but that is kind of an indictment on the Red Sox that they don't have anyone. I mean, we love Rich Hill, but he's in his mid-40s
This is the bigger topic about the whole pitching thing, right?
Yeah. Can't fix that now.
You can't fix that now, but the whole narrative was, oh, the pitching problems for the Red Sox have all been solved. The starting pitchers, and look, you have Luis Perales, you traded for Richard Fitz, now the guy, the hot name is David Sandlin, who gave up whatever he gave up yesterday, which is, you know, it's fine.
Let it be said that the Playtesi crew, we never went there. Said we like the direction it's going. I don't think any of us have said it's solved. We've been pretty firm on that. We like it, but we're
you need
the
more.
Brakes. Yeah, need to see it. But we're seeing it now.
But it is, to your point, the reality of the situation is that you don't have answers because you know how I know? Because you just got James Paxton.
Yeah.
And even that left you short. And now Cooper Criswell has COVID. And that, who knows? I even forget how long COVID takes.
Different for everybody.
Yeah, I don't think they have.
I knew. I knew that.
You know what this makes me think of? And we just spoke about this. Gordo, it was probably you who brought it up. Is Andrew Bailey in the offseason mentioned having a metaphorical net.
He said that to you.
To catch these.
Did he?
He said that on the Baseballs and Boring show. He talked about, so you can finish, Sammy.
Yeah, this net to catch the pitching staff when it starts to fall. Maybe Rich Hill is a human net.
He is a human net.
Human net.
Richard. I can tell you, and I promise some boots in the ground observations, when he dropped down, like, and I'm thinking, oh, could I hit this? I don't think so. But when he dropped down, it was different. It was, and talking to some of the scouts there, boom. Like, remember like that Rich Hill, like late life fastball, that was a thing. But
you, grunt.
Yeah.
Was he doing grunts in his?
I didn't hear a lot of grunts, but ooh, the music was pretty loud at the facility.
If the Red Sox have Rich Hill and Liam Hendricks on the roster, that's a lot of grunting in one pitching.
That's
staff.
Fair. Well, I mean,
that's okay.
Other than who was the guy who was grunting for the
Zach Godley?
Thank you,
Big God.
Thank you. Yep,
the Godfather.
Yeah. So we're all on the same wavelength. Sign Rich Hill right now.
You look at AAA, your best option down there is probably Richard Fitz, who had a 7.94 ERA in 4 July.
So, you know what's interesting is that we look at this scenario with Rich Hill, and it is unique. There's no question about it. The fine folks at Milton were privy to his services as a first base coach for his son Bryce's team. Congratulations.
BP.
They had a great year throwing a little bit of BP. But this was the plan all along. He wanted to be around his 12-year-old son, and then he is going to try to hook on with the major league team, and that's what he's trying to do now. Now, yes, it is unique, but it is not unprecedented. And I'm going to give you an example. You guys, I mean, were young men when this happened. 2009, remember 2000? This flashback to 2009. How old were you? Like negative three?
2009, I was 15.
I must have been 13.
Okay. 2009. That year, they had acquired Billy Wagner. You know, they had coming off. Thank you.
Good old Billy Wagner Red Sox days.
I thought that was on my phone.
Heard me. So, 2009, remember Paul Byrd?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, the early 1900s pitching windup.
Yeah, sure. Paul Byrd comes off a high school field. He makes his first start, I believe it was on August 30th. And in case you don't remember, you can do a little bit of the Googling. His first start, 6 innings, 3 hits, no runs.
Beauty.
Off of a Little League field. Now, he ended up with I think he made the playoff roster.
I'm trying to pull up his numbers.
I can't recall if he did. Yeah.
Anyway,
he pitched multiple years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
08 and 09.
Yeah, but he pitched for the Little League team. Like literally for the Little League team in leading up to that. So that's my point. Is that it's been done before. And the same situation, this is what you have. This is your option. Is there a better option? But what was interesting was I firmly thought when the Rich Hill thing was going on, I'm like, oh, yeah, some team's going to sign him to be a lefty reliever. But there are so many teams now who are, like, taking on water when it comes to their starting rotation are in the same situation as the Red Sox.
Yankees. Right. I thought the Yankees were going to go after him. Their rotation is falling apart right now. Injuries and performance.
And one of the teams that was immediately linked to him after his workout.
That would be so rude of the Yankees to take Rich Hill.
Why? He played for the Yankees.
I know, but come on.
Rob, you were right. 6 scoreless from Paul Byrd.
Oh, please.
In 09.
What a day that
August
was.
August 30th.
That was an easy story to write. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 6 innings, 3 hits, 3 walks, 1 strikeout, but no runs.
Off of a Little League field.
Off of the Little League field. Fenway Park to face the Blue Jays.
But we want this story, right? We want this story.
Oh,
it's a good story. It's a local guy, Rich Hill, it adds to an already great story. We want this story. But it is important to take a step back and say, could this actually work? Is this a feasible thing? And the way that I look at it is, well, your other options aren't as good. That's just how I feel.
Could he sign... Yeah, he could sign, and then how long could he spend in the minor leagues, like building up, like because what if they sign?
Well, you just heard the clip. He just said, "I'm ready to go right now."
He's ready to go right now, but his best use, like if the Red Sox wanted to go down that route, the best use for Rich Hill would be let's sign him, and we'll have him like pseudo spring training build up in the minors, and then as soon as you see Hauk down a couple miles an hour in a start, and
I think it's almost too late by then. I think like this is the time that you got to start. We saw it last night, Gordo. Like they know what's going on here. They know that these guys are running on fumes. They know that these guys need a second win.
So what would your plan be? If they signed Rich
Hill
today?
My plan would be to start Rich Hill tomorrow.
And then what after that? How many starts?
I think you have to make these moves and kind of cross that bridge when you get there at this point. Because right now you have, who is it? Bayo, what, paternity? You have...
That's another thing. You have Cooper Criswell. Let's start with Cooper Criswell.
Okay, COVID.
Right? Yeah. You don't know. Sure, we don't know when he's going to come back. But when he comes back, you've been sick. You don't know. You have to build that up a little bit.
Gustav von Grissom was not himself when he was
exactly. Yeah. So you have Brian Bayo, paternity. You don't know how good for him. Maybe this is the built-in thing. You have Pivetta has his built-in time off. You're going to have to find something for Crawford.
That's three guys down right now. I don't. There's not time to think about what are we going to do with Rich Hill afterwards.
And I think that ultimately we've been spending a lot of this time of trying to juggle the roster and figure this out and everything else. To your point, Sammy, this is not crunching time. Like, let's go. You've got to figure this out. I mean, you have to put your best foot forward.
It hurts. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
It does hurt.
I'd rather have
Like sitting in a Spirit Airline seat. Yeah,
it's not as bad. But it's not. I'd rather have the situation where you're going, what do we do with all these guys? Rather than, who are we starting today? Should we go Winkowski? Is he going to give you three innings? I'd rather option A.
All right. How many pitches did Rich Hill throw?
Didn't he throw
over 100?
Yeah, he threw a ton.
Okay,
it was. So here's the weird thing. Being there, I had never been to one of those things. So the weird thing is, I got there a little early. He had already started throwing. He must have thrown like 50 or 60 warm up pitches.
Oh my!
And I'm like, what are you doing? And then he had three up downs. So he, up downs.
Yeah.
So he had three of those. So the estimation among those people who were there was that it was over 100 pitches.
You're including the 50 warm-ups.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's already two starts in.
This was on
basically.
This is yesterday?
Yesterday.
Okay, he couldn't start Monday. Because I'm just trying to think for the Bayo thing, because I don't know how long paternity leaves.
And
he be Monday?
Here's the thing. If they do sign Rich Hill, we have a lot of people in law enforcement who are friends of the Baseballs and Boring family. We will make sure that Rich Hill gets to the park.
You gotta give him the Mirabelli.
Mirabelli style. All right?
Oh, my God.
Let it be said. Let it be done. All right. 617-779-7937. We got a lot to get to. We're at Fenway Park, Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. Liam Hendricks, is he done? You guys monitor his social media. I'm probably done, Roy, by now.
He's probably done. Yeah.
We'll get reaction from that. Our boots in the ground out the field right now, college baseball reporter Bella Gescos is supposed to ask Joe Castiglione about why he wears what he wears, amongst other things. So hopefully she'll come down here as well. And I also want to get into the ballpark thing, because this is everyone loves talking ballparks. And there's no better time to talk ballpark than just a week after Gordo took an unexplainable trip to Globe Life Field to have his bachelor party.
They won that series, you can think.
At a ballpark.
All right, at a baseball park. All right, again, 617-779-7937. Baseball Isn't Boring Show, back after this.
He drops down again. Fastball for strike three on the inside corner. Three more strikeouts in the inning for Rich Hill's getting a standing ovation from the Red Sox fans who are seated behind the dugout. He deserves it.
11 strikeouts matches the high by a Red Sox pitcher this year. Evaldi at 11 against Seattle May 22nd.
Too shy of his career high. Just
like a dragonfly. Oh, I tell you what. There is nothing quite like Joe Castiglione talking about Rich Hill.
In the future, too. That was a call from the future.
It was.
Rich Hill has his 11 strikeout game for the Red Sox.
It was. As you can probably tell, we've been talking about Rich Hill. Potential of him being signed by the Red Sox or signed by another team. Had his showcase yesterday at Champion Physical Therapy and Performance Center in Waltham. I was there. I wish Joe was there. I wish I brought Joe. But Joe ran up to me yesterday. Wanted to know how Rich went.
Hey,
yeah. I mean, there is Team Joe. I can rattle off the people on Team Joe, and then there is the president of Team Joe, and that would be Rich Hill.
Who else is on Team Joe?
Oh,
all of us.
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, Joe, come on. Like, how can you possibly say he's? You are like you're in waiting for Team Joe. You have to earn the right to be. I'm not even maybe on Team Joe, although I was very, very honored to be in his Hall of Fame speech. One of the
you were in his Hall of Fame speech.
One of the honors of my career.
Played that on the radio. I could see the teardrop from your eye.
Yeah, I was at Dodger Stadium, but you saw it.
That's right.
But the I'm gonna rattle them off. I mean, Mike Carr, Mike Lowell, Darnell McDonald, Jackie Bradley is vice president of Team Joe.
Mike Carp.
Oh yeah. Usually anybody that he had helped get spring training accommodations for. But Jackie Bradley is pretty high up there. I would like to ask Joe that. We're going to ask Joe a few things, I think. Our correspondent, Belagescos, hopefully is going to ask him about why he wears what he wears, which is very, very important. But I hope that we can ask him if he had to pick one person, Jackie Bradley or Rich Hill, who would he pick?
Ooh.
And his answer would be, I can't make that choice.
Pick for what?
It's like picking your kids. For anything.
Okay.
For beat.
It's like ranking
your kids.
Rank your children.
Well, speaking of rankings, what a segue.
Oh.
We want to do the ballpark rankings is catching fire. Everybody out here at Fenway Park, you forget how excited people are to be here right outside the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios at Fenway Park, which I had earlier today off of the ballpark review of Petco Park on the Baseballs and Boring podcast. I had given my top five, and in case people missed it, I will say them again. Camden Yards, Fenway Park, Petco Park. What was the other one?
You had Truist.
Atlanta was fifth. Oh, my goodness. I forget what it was. I'll look it up.
Did you have Wrigley in there?
You had Wrigley. Wrigley was number four. And so Gordo, who is here, Playtestee Podcast, along with Sammy at Playtestee, Joe Braverman behind the glass, also part of Playtestee Podcast, the official podcast, Red Sox podcast of WEI. Gordo took his bachelor party to Globe Life Field last week, which is basically like taking your bachelor party to, I don't know.
A sauna.
Yeah, a sauna like in middle of Iowa.
A sauna in the middle of Iowa.
Yeah, I don't know. You didn't even go to Six Flags, right?
Did not go to Six Flags.
Okay.
Oh, that's the best choice you made.
All right.
It would have been a little hot.
Oh, you want to stand in line for 2 hours?
All right. So you went there because the Red Sox were playing. You went with your buddies. And Joe Braverman clearly is not your buddy because you didn't invite him to go. So it's all right. It's okay. Joe, I tell you what.
All
Joe
is Braverman, forgiven.
You there?
All is forgiven.
I tell you what. For my next bachelor party, I'll invite you. Okay?
How many bachelor parties have you had?
I've had one. Okay. I will only have one. Ever. But if I do have another one, you're invited. All right. So you go to Globe Life Field. Give me your take on Globe Life Field.
It is my favorite domed ballpark to this point, that I've been to. So that's competing with Toronto and Miami. So it's three domed ballparks I've been to, and it's been my favorite.
I would choose – here's the thing. I would choose Toronto over Globe Life Field.
Do you have a reason?
Yeah. Globe Life Field, the concessions kind of stink. For a new ballpark.
Rob, they had all you can eat.
Not great. For a new ballpark. It's massive. It's just massive. The whole thing is massive. You have Jerry World across the street. That's massive. It's fine. I love – because I love Toronto, and I still love like the whole scene of Toronto.
It's a nice city.
Yeah. So anyway, that's your prerogative to be wrong.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's a solid ballpark. It's not my top five.
To be honest with you, like I wasn't sober.
What in?
Were you sober?
Would you? Oh, you're taking.
Do you remember going to your bachelor party?
Yes.
You do.
I do remember.
Did you? Red Sox did win. Did you try to seek out the margarita in the helmet?
I didn't seek out the margarita in the helmet. I had people buying me beers and like this, whatever the slush thing was in a tall cup. Oh, I don't know.
That's a hangover machine.
Yeah, it was.
That's called the hangover.
Really cold.
Yeah,
it was good.
So all right, well, but you had a good time.
Had a great time. Sox won 2 out of 3. The pool at the Airbnb is an asset. That is how you survive the 100-degree heat.
Yeah.
Pool. Well, good temperature, and it's like half in the shade, half in the sun.
Okay,
divides.
You cannot bank on that though. Not everybody go to Globe Life Field has a pool in their Airbnb.
If you want the Airbnb link, I'll send it to you.
All right.
If you ever next time you go,
All right.
To Globe Life Field.
Two things that we want the Baseballs and Boring show callers or followers or listeners. They, number one, tell us where Sammy was last week because we have no idea.
Oh, I remembered, by the way.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. Hear it. Where were you?
I went to the Woo Sox game.
Oh.
I can't believe I forgot
about it. Boots in the ground.
Like, I knew I did something. What was I doing? It was really nice.
Woo Sox, Polar Park, better than Globe Life Field.
I have not been to Globe Life, but I'm going to just say yes.
No, I'm saying yes.
Rob, oh, you're saying that is a statement from you.
It's a statement.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a question.
Woo Sox have a great ball.
Better concessions. Like, better concessions.
I'm just blown away by how nicer Worcester is compared to when I went as a little kid for Worcester Tornadoes games. Like, yeah. The whole place.
Oh, they've changed the whole.
Super, super impressive.
I think they set the attendance record last year for minor, or they had the most attendance of any minor league team last year, right? They also undeniably have the most beer options of any minor league.
Can I tell you, I had one of the vendors do the coolest thing ever. There was a beer I was interested in purchasing. I wasn't sure if I wanted it. And he said, here. And he cracked it and let me try it. If you don't like it,
again,
I'll toss it.
Another reason why Polar Park is better than Globe Life Field.
And I remembered another thing about Globe Life Field. One thing that I didn't like as much is I had to walk like halfway around the ballpark to get chicken tenders.
Yeah, it's...
That was
so, get your steps in. They're looking out for your health.
So
they're like, don't eat the onion.
We had at the All-Star game, because there's so many people, you have vouchers. So you have $25 vouchers to say, go.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It would be cool, except there's nowhere to eat where like it has like a semblance of health to it. I mean, you don't look like this by eating fried food. Come on.
I mean, if you're going to a ballpark and your objective is to get
which,
healthy.
Which, by the way, we haven't even mentioned. There's a lot of things we haven't mentioned in the show. Fortunately, we're going all the way up to 3 o'clock. Joe Wild just walked in. He's going to do the pregame show. We haven't even mentioned my first pitch for the Wareham Gateman.
Oh.
Last Sunday.
How did that? You got to tell us how that came together.
It's a whole thing. All right. We got a lot to get to. And the other thing I want to get into, too, is I was looking at, you had in the break, because you guys are always talking ball. You're always talking about, you're rattling off Garrett Crochet numbers, which is terrible. You're rattling off Jock Peterson numbers, which are awesome.
Paul Byrd
numbers.
And I'm like,
Paul Byrd numbers, you're just talking ball. It doesn't stop when the mics are on or off or whatever it is. But then that made me think of who I am going to pinpoint right now to win the World Series. I have my pick. And my pick, according to FanDuel, plus 2,200. I'm not going to say who it is yet. I'll say that after the break. I want you guys to tell me who your pick is to win the World Series, because right now we just did the power rankings on Baseballs and Boring, producer Evan. And it is like there is no definitive this is the best team. The Phillies were that a few weeks ago, not anymore. So I want you guys to think about this in the break. Which team you are going to pick for the World Series? I'll give you a recap of my first pitch with the Wareham Gateman. We'll talk more about, you guys are going to give me your best ballparks. And, of course, we'll give all the what's what coming from the Red Sox clubhouse, coming from the Red Sox field. Liam Hendricks just threw some pitches with a baseball, and he yelled a lot of bad words. All right, 617-779-7937. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. Be back after this.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Drops down again. Fastball for strike three on the inside corner. Three more strikeouts in the inning for Rich Hills, getting a standing ovation from the Red Sox fans who are seated behind the dugout. He deserves it.
11 strikeouts matches the high by a Red Sox pitcher this year. Evaldi at 11 against Seattle May 22nd.
Too shy of his career high.
Just like a dragonfly.
Oh, I tell you what. There is nothing quite like Joe Castiglione talking about Rich Hill.
In the future, too. That was a call from the future.
It was.
Rich Hill has his 11 strikeout game for the Red Sox.
It was. As you can probably tell, we've been talking about Rich Hill. The potential of him being signed by the Red Sox or signed by another team had his showcase yesterday at Champion Physical Therapy and Performance Center in Waltham. I was there. I wish Joe was there. I wish I brought Joe. But Joe ran up to me yesterday. Wanted to know how Rich went.
Hey,
yeah, I mean there is Team Joe. I can rattle off the people on Team Joe, and then there is the president of Team Joe, and that would be Rich Hill.
Who else is on Team Joe?
Oh,
all of us.
No, not really. I mean, Joe, come on. Like, well, how can you possibly say he's. You are like you're in waiting for Team Joe. You have to earn the right to be. I'm not even maybe on Team Joe, although I was very, very honored to be in his Hall of Fame speech. One of the
you were in his Hall of Fame speech.
One of the honors of my career.
Played that on the radio. I could see the teardrop from your eye. When
yeah, I was at Dodger Stadium, but you saw it.
Oh, that's right.
But the I'm gonna rattle them off. I mean, Mike Carr, Mike Lowell, Darnell McDonald, Jackie Bradley is vice president of Team Joe.
Mike Carp.
Oh yeah. Usually anybody that he had helped get spring training accommodations for. But Jackie Bradley is pretty high up there. I would like to ask Joe that. We're going to ask Joe a few things, I think. Our correspondent, Belagescos, hopefully is going to ask him about why he wears what he wears, which is very, very important. But I hope that we can ask him if he had to pick one person, Jackie Bradley or Rich Hill, who would he pick?
Ooh.
And his answer would be, I can't make that choice.
Pick for what?
It's like picking your kids. For anything.
Okay.
For beat.
It's like ranking
your kids.
Rank your children.
Well, speaking of rankings, what a segue.
Oh.
We want to do the ballpark rankings is catching fire. Everybody out here at Fenway Park, you forget how excited people are to be here and be here right outside the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios at Fenway Park, which I had earlier today off of the ballpark review of Petco Park on the Baseballs and Boring podcast. I had given my top five, and in case people missed it, I will say them again. Camden Yard, Fenway Park, Petco Park. What was the other one?
You had Truist.
Atlanta was fifth.
Fifth, I mean.
What was oh, my goodness. I forget what it was. I'll look it up.
Did you have Wrigley in there?
You had Wrigley. Wrigley was number four. Wrigley was number four. And so Gordo, who is here, Playtesty Podcast, along with Sammy at Playtesty, Joe Braverman behind the glass, also part of Playtesty Podcast, the official podcast, Red Sox podcast of WEI. Gordo took his bachelor party to Globe Life Field last week, which is basically like taking your bachelor party to, I don't know.
A sauna.
Yeah, a sauna like in middle of Iowa.
A sauna in the middle of Iowa.
Yeah, I don't know. It's And you didn't even go to Six Flags, right?
Did not go to Six Flags.
Okay.
Oh, that's the best choice you made.
All right.
It would have been a little hot.
Oh, you want to stand in line for 2 hours?
All right. So you went there because the Red Sox were playing. You went with your buddies. And Joe Braverman clearly is not your buddy because you didn't invite him to go. So it's all right. It's okay. Joe, I tell you what.
All
Joe
is Braverman, forgiven.
You there?
All is forgiven.
I tell you what. For my next bachelor party, I'll invite you. Okay?
How many bachelor parties have you had?
I've had one. Right. I will only have one, ever. But if I do have another one, you're invited. All right, so you go to Globe Life Field. Give me your take. Give me your take on Globe Life Field.
It is my favorite domed ballpark to this point, that I've been to. So that's competing with Toronto and Miami. So it's three domed ballparks I've been to, and it's been my favorite.
I would choose. Here's the thing. I would choose Toronto over Globe Life Field.
Do you have a reason?
Yeah. Globe Life Field, the concessions kind of stink for a new ballpark.
Rob, they had all you can eat.
Not great. For a new ballpark. It's massive. It's just massive. The whole thing is massive. You have Jerry World across the street. That's massive. It's fine. I love – because I love Toronto, and I still love, like, the whole scene of Toronto.
It's a nice city.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's your prerogative to be wrong.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's a solid ballpark. It's not my top five.
To be honest with you, like, I wasn't sober.
What in?
Were you sober?
Would you? Oh, you're taking.
Do you remember going to your bachelor party?
Yes,
you do.
I do remember.
Did you get? Did you?
Red Sox did win.
Did you try to seek out the margarita in the helmet?
I didn't seek out the margarita in the helmet. I had people buying me beers and like this, whatever the slush thing was in a tall cup. Oh, I don't know.
That's a hangover machine.
Yeah, it was.
That's called the hangover.
Really cold.
Yeah.
It was good.
So, all right. Well, but you had a good time.
Had a great time. Sox won 2 out of 3. The pool at the Airbnb is an asset. That is how you survive the 100-degree heat.
Yeah.
Pool, well, good temperature, and it's like half in the shade, half in the sun.
Okay.
Divides.
You cannot bank on that though. Not everybody go to Globe Life Field has a pool in their Airbnb.
If you want the Airbnb link, I'll send it to you.
All right.
If you ever next time you go.
All right.
To Globe Life Field.
Two things that we want the Baseball Isn't Boring show callers or followers or listeners. They number one, tell us where Sammy was last week because we have no idea.
Oh, I remembered, by the way.
Oh.
All right. Hear it.
Where were you?
I went to the Woo Sox game.
Oh.
I can't believe I forgot about
it. Boots in the ground.
Like, I knew I did something. What was I doing? It was really nice.
Woo Sox, Polar Park, better than Globe Life Field.
I have not been to Globe Life, but I'm going to just say yes.
No, I'm saying yes.
Rob, that is a statement from you.
It's a statement.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a question.
Woo Sox have a great ballpark.
Better concessions. Better concessions.
I'm just blown away by how nicer Worcester is compared to when I went as a little kid for Worcester Tornadoes games. Like, the whole place.
Oh, they've changed the whole.
Super, super impressive.
I think they set the attendance record last year for minor. Or they had the most attendance of any minor league team last year, right? They also undeniably have the most beer options of any minor league.
Can I tell you, I had one of the vendors do the coolest thing ever. There was a beer I was interested in purchasing. I wasn't sure if I wanted it. And he said, here. And he cracked it and let me try it. And he's like, if you don't like it,
again,
I'll toss it.
Another reason why Polar Park is better than Globe Life Field.
And I remembered another thing about Globe Life Field. One thing that I didn't like as much is I had to walk like halfway around the ballpark to get chicken tenders.
Yeah, it's...
Get
your steps in. They're just looking out for your health.
And they're like, don't eat the onion.
We had at the All-Star game, because there's so many people, you have vouchers. So you have $25 vouchers to say, go.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It would be cool, except there's nowhere to eat where like it has like a semblance of health to it. I mean, you don't look like this by eating fried food. Come on.
I mean, if you're going to a ballpark and your objective is to get healthy.
Which, by the way, we haven't even mentioned. There's a lot of things we haven't mentioned in the show. Fortunately, we're going all the way up to 3 o'clock. Joe Wild just walked in. He's going to do the pregame show. We haven't even mentioned my first pitch for the Wareham Gateman.
Oh.
Last Sunday.
How did that – you got to tell us how that came together.
It's a whole thing. All right, we got a lot to get to. And the other thing I want to get into, too – is I was looking at – you had in the break, because you guys are always talking ball. You're always talking about – you're rattling off Garrett Crochet numbers, which is terrible. You're rattling off Jock Peterson numbers, which are awesome.
Paul Byrd numbers.
Like, Paul Byrd numbers. You're just talking ball. It doesn't stop when the mics are on or off or whatever it is. But then that made me think of who I am going to pinpoint right now to win the World Series. I have my pick. And my pick, according to FanDuel, plus 2,200. I'm not going to say who it is yet. I'll say that after the break. I want you guys to tell me who your pick is to win the World Series. Because right now, we just did the power rankings on Baseballs and Boring, producer Evan. And it is like there is no definitive this is the best team. The Phillies were that a few weeks ago, not anymore. So I want you guys to think about this in the break. Which team you are going to pick for the World Series? I'll give you a recap of my first pitch with the Wareham Gateman. We'll talk more about you guys are going to give me your best ballparks. And, of course, we'll give all the what's what coming from the Red Sox clubhouse, coming from the Red Sox field. Liam Hendricks just threw some pitches with a baseball, and he yelled a lot of bad words. All right, 617-779-7937. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. Be back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.